Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, Liam Ramo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, not much, man. You know what we do here. You know, we talk sports, entertainment, everything else. We're going to lead off with a little basketball. Talk a little bit about what's going on. Regular season baseball is going to pop up soon, less than 2 weeks. Talk about basically anything, you know. And of course, we're going to end off the show with sports entertainment. And of course, folks, you know the number. It's 917-388-4188. That's 917-388-4188. So feel free, you know, make your voices heard. But let's tip off with a little basketball. And when you talk about Knicks lately, as they're on their 4-game winning streak, two names pop to mind. Kenyon Martin.
Oh yeah.
This guy, man, he has rejuvenated the Knicks.
He has, man. He's bringing that intensity that he used to have when he played with the Nets.
Exactly. I mean, this guy turned back the clock.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is blocking shots. He's dunking the ball with ferocity. I mean, he's playing hard. I mean, he's like those type of players, you know, like in baseball, you know, those pesky, you know, hitters, you know, like Victorino or Reyes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
On your
yep.
team, you love that guy. But when he's now on your team, you can't stand that guy because he's just, you know, igniting, you know, the offense of, you know, the team that he plays for.
Yeah, man, he's a Fugazi.
Actually, he's not. I mean, he's a, because he's a fake tough guy. You know, this guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's proven that he's. You know, he's. You know, he's really tough, man.
Yeah. He's helped us, man. He's helped us tremendously during this 4-game winning streak.
Yeah, I mean, Knicks were like we were saying last week, man. They were more in a tailspin than Ballou last week, man. On the West
yeah.
Coast, we're like 0-4. You know, that West Coast trip, and you know, luckily for the Knicks, you know, Knicks. Were able to salvage, you know, that game, you know, against I think Utah.
Yep.
To round off that what you wanna call it, that you know, that horrible road trip, which they only won, you know, 1 out of 5 games, the last game.
Right.
And that has propelled them to a winning streak. They beat I think Orlando and then Raptors back to back home and home series.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Knicks were able to, you know, feast on home cooking after that, you know, after they salvaged that last game of that world trip. But, man, it's going to get harder again.
Yeah, well, I mean, we got Carmelo back, you know, that's a good
yeah.
thing. You know, our leading scorer back, so we needed him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Melo, you know, he's been Melo, you know. You know, he scored at least 27 points, I think, yesterday. The other game, I think he scored 36, if I'm not mistaken, against the Raptors.
Right.
Friday night. But Kenyon Martin, man, he's had some great games, you know, like 19 points, 11 rebounds. I think last night he had like 18.7 rebounds.
Mhm. Yeah, he's like you said, he turned back the clock, man. He's jumping all over the place, blocking shots, rebounding, posting up. Yeah, this.
Oh yeah.
He's helping us a lot with Chandler out.
Oh yeah, and you stole my thunder right there. I was just about to say that. You know, he's definitely replaced Chandler's intensity, you know, on the defensive end at center. But as you know, Woodson said that once Chandler's back, guess what's going to happen to Kmart?
You come off the bench, huh?
You got it.
Man, they should keep him in the starting lineup, man. Just have him and Chandler together.
Yeah, they should. They should have Chandler. They should have him. They put Chandler, move Kenyon to his, you know, his natural four position at the
yeah.
power forward, and you keep Melo at the three. But you know Woodson's thinking, which is basically the same reasoning why, you know, Amari was, you know, relegated to the bench, even though he, you know, Amari was, you know, basically, you know, scoring at will,
mm-hmm.
you know, since his return. But Woodson feels that. He likes Melo, at the four because he you know, he causes a lot of matchup problems for the you know, the opposition on defense.
True. Well, I mean, you could still put Kenny Martin at the small forward, you know. He would present problems
true.
For the small forward for some small forwards, I think.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah.
But then again, that might take out of some of his rebounds.
True. Yeah, but I don't see it. I don't see it affecting him anyway because he's still going to be down in the paint anyway. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But we'll see.
Yeah, I think Kmart, you know, deserves to be in the starting lineup. You know.
Yeah.
You know, play 4 or 3, preferably 4, you know, but you know, I think he deserves it. Just like I thought Amari deserved it too, you know.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, at that time, you know, they didn't want to mess with success, so they kept Amari on the bench.
Right.
And other Nick news, Jason Kidd was saying that how, you know, that he even though he has 2 more years left on his contract, you know, he's contemplating whether he's going to retire after this year.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there. You know, he's 40 now officially, right?
Yeah, he turned 40 literally yesterday.
Yeah, so
happy belated birthday to him.
I think he should retire. I mean, he's getting up there in age. He's pretty much done everything. He's won a championship. He's,
yeah,
you know, helped his team go to the finals twice.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's been a great floor leader. I mean, it's probably time to hang it up. I mean, I could see him playing 1 more year, and then after next year, he, you know, says goodbye.
Yeah. But, you know, there is, I mean, he, like you said, he did it all. You know, he's a all-star, you know, all-time assist leader, one of the all-time assist leaders. Let me see, he's like, what, second or third all-time, I think, in
yeah,
assists?
Like
right
that.
After Stockton, I think. I think he's second all-time. He's right after Stockton. But,
right.
But Stockton has, like, a little less than 1,000 assists more than he does.
Right,
for his
right
career. But, what else was I going to say? Yeah, but the Knicks, on the other hand, you know, they want him around. They're trying to convince him to, you know, fulfill the contract. They feel like, you know, his veteran leadership, they need that veteran leadership, you know, to help, you know, Knicks get to the next level, you know, beyond this year.
Yeah, he should play 1 more year, you know. He still has some game left in him.
Yeah. And like you said, he did it all, but there's only one, technically, I mean, he did it all, but the only thing he hasn't done is, you know, win it all in New York. But, I mean, he did do it in Dallas.
Yeah, he won it, you know, it's not like he hasn't won the championship before. So.
Well, yeah, of course. And he's always said, like, years ago, you know, when he was in Dallas, he was saying that, you know, had he played in with the Knicks instead of the Nets, you know, he would have been, you know, a lot, you know, he would have had a lot more props in the city, you
yeah,
know, than he did.
True.
And, I mean, it is totally true because, I mean, even though in the early 2000s, Nets were dominating, you know, the city and, you know, basketball, till they got to the finals, you know, they were the talk of the town. I mean, don't get me wrong, Knicks will always be the popular team, but, you know, they stole a lot of headlines.
Yeah, I mean, but Jason Kidd still, you know, he did get his props. I mean, he had billboards near Madison Square Garden. I mean, what the hell?
Well, yeah. But I think he does have a point. I mean, yeah, I mean, he was really popular. I mean, he is arguably the greatest New Jersey Net of all time. I mean, there's no question about that. And what was I going to say? But yeah, had he had that success with the Knicks, you know, instead of the Nets, I mean, he would have been right up there with all the Nick greats.
Yeah, true.
But I mean, but then again, it does make him stand out with the Nets because up until that point, you know, other than the ABA, New York Nets teams, I mean, you know, before Jason Kidd, you know, Nets had a lot of horrible seasons.
Yeah, and he turned that franchise around when he came over there.
Took them to 2 back-to-back, you know, Eastern Conference championships.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So hopefully, you know, hopefully he can contribute to bringing a title to New York.
This year, hope so.
Yeah, hopefully, but, you know, shoot. We would need a 10th Amendment, like, a miracle for us to get past Miami. As we speak right now, they're on their 25th game winning streak.
Yeah, they can't be stopped right now. It looks like they're never going to lose a game again.
Oh yeah. And do you know what's the 2 things that the 72 Laker team that won 33 straight and eventually won the NBA championship against our New York Knicks, and the current Heat team that's 25 game winning streak, second all time. You know what they have in common? I'll give you a clue. Two words.
Well, they're both rivals in the Knicks.
Yes, that's a good one.
They're both on unbelievable winning streaks in the regular season.
Yep, they did. And I'll give you one clue. There's one name they have in common. You let me know when you give up. I'll give you 5 more seconds.
I give up.
Pat Riley. He was a reserve.
Yeah,
on
you're right.
72 team, and of course he is the president of the current Heat team. So.
Oh yeah.
Pat Riley has been around for both of these, epic winning streaks in NBA history.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What else? Oh, let's switch gears to the Brooklyn Nets. They fell to the Clippers last night at the Staples Center. Chris Paul, he had a great game. He scored 17 of his 29 points in the fourth quarter to go along with 11 assists. Deron Williams had a good game. He had 18 points and assists, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, I think the Knicks are now 3 games ahead of them in the loss column, so Knicks are closer to winning the division if they can win, a few more games or so.
Oh, yeah. And congratulations to both Knicks and Nets for clinching their playoff berth.
Yep.
Both teams are going to the playoffs, so worst case scenario, barring our... the rest of the second half. There's 14 games or so left.
Mm-hmm.
The teams can't finish worse than 8th place.
Yeah, they got to go to the playoffs regardless. But they need to know what seed they're gonna get.
Yeah, it's all about the seed right now. They're the top 4 teams in the league.
Yep.
So. I mean, in the East, the Eastern Conference. So, time will tell how these teams do, the coming weeks.
For real.
Word to that. Let's switch gears to some baseball. The big news out of Met Camp is that... David Wright becomes the 4th ever Met player to become the captain of the Mets. Keith Hernandez, he had the honor in, I think, 88, or was it 87? I think it was 87, and then he was a co-captain with Carter in 88.
Mm.
And then Franco got that honor in the early 90s, and now David Wright... Franco's, teammate, from 04, they're now all captains.
Yeah, congrats to him. Hopefully he takes this role and assumes leadership.
Yeah.
Gets his teammates fired up and motivates them on a daily basis.
Yep, basically do what he's been doing his career, basically.
And lead by example, like my boy Jeter, El Capitan.
Exactly. And Jeter says that, it's a well-deserved honor, to paraphrase. He thinks Wright is well-deserving of, his captaincy.
And he deserves it.
Yep, and... Keith Hernandez, also congratulated Wright also. And when Keith Hernandez became the first ever captain in Mets history, he had a C, just like John Franco also had it also. And I would presume Carter probably had it also when he became captain, but I'm not sure about that. But Keith Hernandez regrets having the C on the shirt because I guess he feels like, you know, it was, I guess, kind of tacky or so.
Why?
I guess he, because basically, Rice thinking is that, you know, it's not really needed, you know, to have the C. I mean, basically, people, you know you're the captain. So I guess maybe in hindsight, that's why Keith probably felt like he shouldn't have the C on it.
Oh. I don't think it matters either way.
Yeah. It doesn't matter either way, you know. But I guess, you know, Wright was saying how, uniforms are uniforms for a reason. Like, everybody should be have the same thing on it, so.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to stick out, so. But I guess, you know, that's why he, Wright and the front office, you know, decided, all agreed that he's not going to wear the C.
Yeah.
On the front of the jersey. Just lead by example and hopefully eventually, you know, lead the Mets to a championship.
That's unselfish of him.
Yeah, it does. And other Mets news, Jonathan Nease is officially going to be the opening day starter for the Mets. And Santana, he might be on the DL. Start the season on the DL.
Not looking good for Santana so far in his spring training. He came in, he arrived to spring training out of shape.
Well, I mean, his arm is out of shape. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say that because I mean his arm wasn't ready, you know, to pitch, so basically he is out of shape, even though he don't look, you know, out of shape. But yeah, I mean he should have been more prepared, and he wanted to pitch in WBC.
Yeah, looking good right now. He got to get his act together, Santana.
Yeah, he does. I mean, this is the last year of his contract.
Yeah, might be his last season with the Mets.
This will most likely be the last season of the Mets because Mets are not going to pick up that, $25 million option or so that they have on him. And, you know, because of the whole arm, him not being in pitching, shape, it might lead to bad blood with him and the Mets organization because they had a little disagreement on that. So, we'll see how Santana, you know, performs this year.
Yeah.
So far in his Met career, he's missed a whole season like he did in 11, or he ends the season with, having an injury.
I mean, he has to step up because, you know, Mets lost their starting pitcher, their key starting pitcher from last year who won the Cy Young.
Exactly. Dickey,
you know, so they, you know, Santana has to be the main guy again.
Yeah, but right now he's, let's hope when he comes back, you know, he regains his old form. I know he's 34, but at least, you know, give us some, you know, serviceable innings and, you know, compete out there.
Yeah.
I mean, his Minnesota Twin days are long over, but
those are years ago.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But you know, he still managed to pitch a perfect game last year, so gotta give him credit for that.
Oh yeah. June 1st, 2012. A day that will always live in Mets history, and easily the only greatest moment in Citi Field thus far. So.
Yeah.
I'll always tip my hat, you know, for that game and, you know, how he's played as a Met so far. So,
yep.
Much respect to Santana. Guess we'll shift gears to WWE, yeah, man. As we wanted, and as you mentioned, the Ryback versus Mark Henry match is officially on.
Yeah, that's what they should have did in the beginning.
Exactly.
I'm glad that's going to happen now.
I know. Instead of him finding the Shield and losing to the Shield, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 times already. I mean,
yeah.
Come on. Let's beat somebody else up for a change. You know?
Yeah, because this Ryback Mark Henry, this feud has been building up for a couple weeks now.
Exactly. That's actually a feud I'm really looking forward to. Even though, I mean, I have a strong feeling, a 99.99% sure that Ryback will win this match.
Oh yeah, me too. I think he'll win it. I think it'll be tough, but I think he'll win it.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Henry doesn't need this, you know, doesn't need the win. I mean, unless, you know, for story rights purposes, you know, to prove that he's still the world's strongest man or whatnot.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, you know, Ryback, you know, and he needs the push. And beating Mark Henry would definitely solidify himself as a main eventer. I mean, sure, he's fought against CM Punk for the title, but, you know, Getting a win at WrestleMania, you know.
Mm-hmm. That'd be huge.
That'll be huge for his career.
Yep.
Another match, I mean, on the contrary, I mean, I'm interested to see Fandango actually, you know, appear in a match to see actually if he could actually wrestle, you know.
Fandango.
Yeah, Fandango. But why is he fighting against Jericho? I mean, he's not on Jericho's level. I mean, Jericho should be fighting, you know, for a title, for like the World Heavyweight title or at the very minimum, the Intercontinental title, you know, make it 10 straight, even though he don't need it. But why is he fighting Fandango? I mean, Fandango hasn't even fought in a match in WWE, and he's fighting Jericho.
I don't know. I haven't seen him even fight yet. I want to see how he wrestles.
And you know, if he fights, most likely if he fights Jericho, you know who's going to win.
Jericho, of course.
No. Well, yeah, Jericho should win, but remember the WWE, you know, and Jericho, he always puts guys over, you know. I mean, he rarely wins a big match lately because, I mean, Jericho gets it. He's a veteran. I mean, him beating Fandango is not going to do anything for him.
Yes.
Fandango beating Jericho is another story.
Yeah, I can see the upset. I can see the upset there.
I'm counting on the upset because Jericho beating him isn't going to do anything for Jericho. I mean, Jericho's great. I mean, Jericho gains nothing out of this whole feud.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to send this dude Fandango. Remember, I told you that WWE should call them Fandaget.
Nah, they would not do that. But, moving on to the Lesnar versus Triple H, you know, that even though it's a rematch from SummerSlam, this looks like it's going to be even more intense. You know, you got Triple H's career on the line. You got Brock Lesnar facing Triple H in a no disqualification match. I mean, it's going to be off the charts.
Yeah, that's going to be an intense match.
Well, I hope it's not like the Randy Orton Triple H match from, like, 2009, where they had a great build-up, but then the match wasn't as great as the build-up was.
I hope not. It's going to be better than that.
Yeah, I would assume so. And the Rock and Cena one, so far the build-up isn't as great as the first time.
Yeah, you're right.
Hopefully tomorrow will kick start.